For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
One of those things, couple of guys.
Andy Randy.
Having discussion.
I be on it all night, man. I be on it all day. Straight up pimp. If you want me, you can find me in the...
What are you looking at me like that for?
What are you talking about? We're supposed to make eye contact.
It's the Midday Show with...
Andy Barker and my son, my baby boy, Randy McMichael.
When I crack open this mic...
That was the most media member thing that's ever been said.
Randy Montez McMichael as Randy, and my firstborn son, Andrew Stephen Bunker as Andy.
You can't say Randy without saying Andy. It's the Andy and Randy Midday Show.
Boring answer.
Just make sure you don't touch that dial, then we'll be cool. Touch it and use the fool.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day.
Hump day.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? I'm all good, Andy Bunker, as we are halfway, almost halfway to the weekend, as we are in this, what do they call this? Because it's always a trivia question, where there's no four of the four major sports.
Oh, yeah, today, yeah. Right? Is always, the day that doesn't have anything.
Yeah, it's always.
Sports purgatory, I think.
Yeah, it's always that. It's always been a trivia question from when we always have that and everything like that. But it is some good sports coming on. I know, just check this, Serbia and the men's team in basketball are playing at noon.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun.
So, so we'll get to see Jokic and those guys and everything like that. But, yeah, well, SEC Media Day is still going on. Got a chance to listen to Caleb. He was doing our ESPN this morning.
To who?
Kalen DeBoer.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
He says program. Didn't say program. Ooh. It says program. Okay. Does not say program.
Well.
But, I mean, he's not from down here.
He's not.
Yeah, he's not.
At least not faking it.
Yeah,
he's not
exactly.
Doing Brian Kelly.
And that's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
At least he didn't try to go all Brian Kelly and all that stuff. He did say program, not program.
I'm here with my family.
Yeah. He didn't go there.
Family.
And I'm still, you know what? I don't even care why he did that. He tried to explain it. I'll never, ever, whatever that.
Do you ever get around people? You probably don't, but I do. You ever get around people that talk a certain way and then it kind of rubs off on you a little bit?
No.
You don't? I do. I'm an accent chameleon.
Dude, are you?
A little bit. You know, I try not to be.
You know what I want to see? I want to see you go to Ireland.
I would come back talking
a little
Irish.
You come back talking
Irish.
That way? Would you really?
Yeah.
Nah.
Have a little bit more of a pep in my talk.
Really?
If I came back, yeah.
No,
I think I'd be talking a little bit more like that. We get back to the homeland and have a couple of pints. Talking like the boys.
Okay. All right. So we know that you
I am. I don't know why. It's not great. Like, I don't like it. I don't think anyone thinks it's good.
That is
I'll get around, go up to Waynesville and I get around my wife's family for like a weekend.
Uh-huh.
And by Sunday I'm saying stuff like might could and all
might
kinds of
could.
Like stop
but,
it.
I mean, but that's
you're not
bad.
From there, Andy. Stop
but
that, faking
but,
it.
But you're putting yourself, I won't say on their level. You're trying.
I'm
to
assimilating.
Make them, you're trying to make them feel comfortable.
I think that's what it is.
Yes,
I do
would
think
say
that's
the joy is not the same.
Yeah, you're trying to make them feel comfortable by mimicking or not mimicking, but talking. They twang and all that other stuff. It's just something that you do.
I do think it is me trying to be like.
Cool as hell?
No, not cool.
Okay.
No. Very little I do is to try to be cool. I left that in the past. The least cool I ever was when I was trying to be cool. I think it's just trying to be like friendly. I'm like, oh, they talk like this. And if I talk like that, then they'd be comfortable. You know what I mean? But it's not right. It's dumb. Don't do it. Anyway, if I went to Ireland, I'd come back talking like that. I'm glad to hear that Kalen DeBoer wasn't trying to be someone that he's not. That's going to be a big part of it is like he's following the goat. You don't have to try to be him. Be you. He's had a lot of success at all the places that he's been as well. And, you know, you come into a place that has stocked cupboards. You've got a great everything, like everything you could possibly want from a program standpoint. He's got at Alabama. Of course, the pressure is going to be there. Competitive people don't think like that.
Right.
Like, no one's like, oh, I don't want to be the guy that follows the guy.
Right.
You might not, but Peds doesn't think like that.
Right.
He wants that job. He took it, in fact. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what that's like. I mean, obviously, his presence at SEC Media Days today is not the same thing as when Nick Saban comes. This is the biggest difference to me. There's a lot of differences in this conference this year. There's 16 teams now. Texas and Oklahoma are in it. There's no divisions anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plays everybody. It's a 12-team playoff. Like, there's, it's a whole different landscape in college football, but the biggest difference in the SEC and in college football in general is that Nick Saban's not coaching
anymore. That is the biggest deal in college football right now. We'll go coming into the season, the biggest question mark, all those different things, is that right there, because Alabama's been the premier program in the entire nation, you know, and they have the premier coach and all those different things. And that's a good thing when you come to if you're Caitlin, you come into a situation where the cupboard is all the way stacked.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's all the way stacked. And basically what he was talking about, you know, it's more or less, you know, him trying to just be himself. And that's what they say. What do you have to do? He said, just be myself. You know, and they're implementing new stuff on offense and everything. I mean, Nick's always been a New England type defense. They're going to a 4-2-5, like that swarm defense. That's what they're going to in Alabama. So you got to implement that with your team that's always ran something different. And so I think that, I think I keep saying the same thing about him. He's a hell of a ball coach, and he wins everywhere he goes. And I don't anticipate that falling off, because he's never had the resources or even this caliber of talent over and over again like he has.
He's never had anything near this.
Like,
the closest
like
he ever had to this was last year, and he went to the national championship.
Exactly, and they were great.
They were great.
But he's going to have that over.
Every year.
And over.
Every year.
And over.
The roster that he has right now is better than the roster that he had last year. I think probably. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, Penix is a top 10 pick.
Odunze's
a top 10 pick. Like, they had a lot of guys that went, but it's reasonable to think that they'll have more players on this Alabama roster that end up getting drafted. I don't know. We'll see. That Washington roster was really good last year. But that's the best that he ever had, and that's what he did with it.
Right.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yep.
It's going to be like this every single year. I honestly, if I'm looking at like the thing that might be the hardest for him, of course it's going to be a big transition to be at Alabama in that conference week in, week out. They got a crazy schedule. I get all that. He doesn't have all his guys. Like, he's been with all of his guys all the way back to Sioux Falls.
Right.
Offensive coordinator took the job with the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
And he came with him to Tuscaloosa for a couple weeks, and then the Seahawks offered him the job to be the OC there. So he went back up to Seattle after being at Washington for a couple of years. So he's got a guy in Nick Sheridan that hasn't been his offensive coordinator before.
Mm-hmm.
He went and got Kane Womack to be his defensive coordinator, who's familiar with the region but hasn't really worked with before. Like, if anything's going to be a little bit different, is that brain trust that Kalen DeBoer has had with him every single step of the way is a little bit different.
But it's tough, but that's why he is who he is. Because that's why they went and got him and all those different things, because you have the faith that my message to – because – the head coach's job is to coach the coaches and the players, but mostly at that point, the players. The coaches. And so you got to put your philosophy on what you want this defense to be, what you want this offense to be, and they got to go out there and execute the plan what the head coach wants. I mean, you can say, though, this is his offense. Well, what does the head coach want about this offense? What does head coach want about this defense? And so that's the process that he's going to have to be in, and that's always new when you come in with two new coordinators, because both of the coordinators that were there with Alabama last year are both gone.
Yep.
You know?
And both the coordinators that were with him in Washington last year, he's not with.
Exactly. So, it's
going to
be an adjustment for him from working with these guys. I don't know if he's ever worked with them at any level or anything. Thing, but I'm sure these guys come highly recommended, sat down, interviewed them, and I'm sure as much as time as he spends with those players and recruiting, he's spending with those dudes too.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Just trying to get a feel and letting them know what he wants.
I mean, and that honestly, and this is down the road for him, but like, when you get to that level of being a consistent contender, whether you champion maybe a couple times, but if you're in the playoff and you're contending, then you start to lose those guys and having to restock your coaching staff over and over and over again. And that's the thing that Saban did at a level that no one's done before. Kirby's having to deal with it now because they're losing guys almost every offseason to head coaching opportunities. That's something he's never dealt with.
Right.
He's been with the same guys everywhere they've gone.
Right.
All the way back to South Dakota 20 years ago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that part of it is, I'm not saying that doesn't make me think that he's any less capable of doing this, But that's a part of it that I don't hear a lot of people talking about. It's like it wasn't just him that won all those games all those different places. It was like a group of six people. And a couple of them came with him, but not all of them came with him. So I'm sure the coaches that he's got there are good coaches and all of that kind of stuff. But it's a matter of them learning each other as well
in that
new place. So, it's a departure, man. Like the fanfare surrounding the arrival of the czar wasn't there today.
Right.
I saw a picture of like one guy, one Alabama fan with a sign. All right, I guess the rest of the people are going to make him earn it.
Yeah, dog. I mean,
win some games first, Kalen.
I mean, is that one of those things where the whole he's an outsider noise and all of that?
I don't know
why.
It might have been early too when the picture was taken. Maybe it filled out.
I don't know because when Brian Hartson got the job, I was like, really? Like, that don't seem like it fits. I'm not saying when I saw he was getting the job, he's like, oh, that's a perfect fit. I just didn't have as much of, like, wow, than I had with Harsin going to Auburn. I don't know what was it about Harsin going to Auburn. I don't know what it was about that whole process. Like, really?
Yeah.
That don't even
seem
like it fits.
No, and it didn't. So now in hindsight, at the time, I was like, are you sure? Like, that's the
guy y'all want to come to Auburn?
It's the guy? Like, you know he's not Peterson because they got him from Boise State.
Yeah.
You know he's not Peterson.
Right.
Peterson's the guy that built Boise State and got it. He has won a couple games at Boise State, but not like that. I think it's different because DeBoer's won more at a higher level, was in the national championship game last year, all that kind of stuff. Also, it wasn't a firing and then having to replace it like that. It was a stepping down of a legend. And then you would think having your pick of the country with a coaching candidate.
Yeah.
I think they did.
Well, I mean,
seems like Lanning maybe said no.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing about it is
scared
that when those jobs come open, all it does is get everybody raises.
Oh yeah,
yeah, get everybody raises
and a bunch of new jobs.
Yeah, but
there was a great article in The Athletic earlier this week about literally 400 different jobs that changed because Saban retired.
Really?
Like Saban goes away, so obviously DeBoer goes to Alabama, Fish goes to Washington. The guy from, I think it was San Diego State, goes to Arizona. Some high school coach in San Diego gets the San Diego State job. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, the butterfly effect of Nick Saban retiring shook up college football, man. Again, it's the biggest change from year to year. In an era where there's more change than there ever have been, it's the biggest thing that's different this year is Nick Saban's sitting next to Roman Harper.
Yep, Roman Harper.
Roman Harper in a pink suit.
That's Randall Cobb on the end.
That's Dari Noka. There next to Saban. That's where he's at now. Talking into a microphone for a living. All right. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Come back. Tell you what's trending. The All-Star game was last night. The Braves all did pretty good. Nobody got hurt. Everybody had fun. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Very disappointed in the outcomes, but I am very
pleased with our process we've put in terms of education, driver safety, requiring defensive driving, education, talking about it, having leaders stand up and talk about it, bringing speakers in and talk about it, suspending players, dismissing players, which we've done. I don't know to this point any coach in college football that suspended a player for a driving citation. We have, and we've also dismissed players based on driving citations. Nobody's done that.
So that's Kirby Smart from yesterday. Obviously addressed a lot of different stuff, but one of the things that he was going to have to talk about, unfortunately it's been every year for the last handful of years, is this driving issue that the team has.
Right.
Guys getting in trouble for speeding and racing and all kinds of other nonsense.
When was that?
That was yesterday.
Was that at the podium?
Believe so.
With all the media?
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody asked him about it.
Okay, I was just curious because it seemed like they were saying that he huddled up with just the local people and talked about it.
Oh, that's what that was? So that was from Dog Nation.
That was a small
scrum.
Well, I mean, this is a damn issue.
It is.
And we can keep talking about, 19 years old, 20 with race cars and everything. You damn know right for wrong, though. And from a standpoint where you lost a guy because of recklessness and drunk driving and speeding and all those different things, and players were involved, not everybody. I mean, and then you lose a teammate. You know what I mean? You lose a teammate and a staffer behind it. Like, that doesn't happen if they're not doing that.
Right.
This young man is still alive. This young lady is still alive if they weren't doing that right there. And so, yeah, it sucks that these young men have not learned from it. I'm not saying that all of them do it, and I'm sure some of them have learned from it. I don't want to just put it in a broad brush where they haven't learned. Well, no, some of these kids have probably learned from it and everything like that, and probably were doing that and probably pulled back a lot. And I love what Carson said. Yeah, I got a fast car, but I don't drive like a damn idiot. I love the leader of the team.
That's it. I mean, that's what it is. Yes. And I mean, take that however you want. Yep. But if I'm one of his teammates who's been arrested for driving like that, that's my quarterback calling me an idiot.
Yes.
Which
he's
you are.
He's speaking directly to you.
Yeah, that's yes. What you're being. You're putting yourself, yeah. You're putting your team, you're putting all kinds of different things that are important out there.
Yeah.
Like you're at risk. And it's just, again, like every time it comes up, there's sort of like the pass the buck arguments people make. But then there's the stuff that I'm sort of focused on, which is I just don't know what he does. Like, I don't know. Yeah. And I know that the collective is now fining people. Okay.
Things.
He's obviously Kirby's done all the stuff you would want him to do. You suspend guys and you kick guys off the team and you bring in speakers and you do this and that and the other thing. You know what I mean? But like at the end of the day, like, that's as much as you can't go, can't drive for them.
No.
You can't tell them they can't drive.
Right.
They're going to get NIL money and or endorsement deals to have cars.
Yep.
Like, you're giving 19-year-olds race cars. They're going to do dumb stuff. Like, and again, that's not me. I'm not trying to pass the buck or explain it away or condone it or any of that stuff. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what it is.
But,
I don't know how they stop
it. And that goes back to what the question Carl asked me yesterday in the handoff. Money or games? You need to start sitting their asses down. I mean, it sucks. But, no, you got to learn a lesson. And, again, money, you don't want to lose no money. I promise you that. I ain't never want to lose no money. But I never, ever wanted to come off the field.
Right. I just don't understand how anything could be more impactful than your teammate died.
Exactly.
He's dead.
Exactly. Just like you said, you would probably think that would be enough.
You would, but it isn't.
It may be.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like all the stuff is like, well, Kirby's got to do this. No. One of their teammates died, and they're still doing it.
Yep.
There's nothing Kirby can do
about it. Kirby can't take their car from them.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. So, and again, this is not an
Maybe this should be a mom and daddy thing. Like, hey, dog, what the hell? I mean, something. I don't know. But it's got to be something.
I really honestly don't know.
Because I really don't know what you do. As much as we're talking about it and as much as Kirby's, somebody's going to do it again.
Of course.
Because they're idiots.
Yeah, man.
Because they're idiots.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly what's going to happen. You can say 1920. Yes, I did a lot of dumb stuff in 1920. I would never say that I haven't. I promise you that. So I'm not going to sit up there and act like that. But eventually,
I did dumb stuff, and then I would be like, man, that was dumb. I should never do that again. And then I did it again. Because when you're 19 and 20 and 21 and maybe even older than that sometimes too, like, you have this way of thinking that it's not going to be you.
Right.
You know? Every 19-year-old thinks they're the one that's not going to have the thing happen to them. Everyone. Whether you're the one that does or the one that doesn't. Like, that's one of the things about being young and dumb.
Yes, exactly.
It's like, I don't know. Maybe he could have a bunch of 36-year-old players on his team. Maybe they drive slower.
I mean, there's been those kind of guys. I don't feel bad being that old.
Stetson wasn't out there speeding.
Stetson was doing some other
27
stuff.
Years old. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, well, how about we not use him?
Yeah,
as
Stetson's
example.
Probably not the example for how to behave off the field. Yeah. I don't. Again, I wish I had the answer. I don't.
No. I don't think nobody.
I mean, I do think that
all you can do is give the resources, like Herbie said, the speakers and
keep doing it and reinforcing it and do it over and over.
That's all you can do. Yeah. Because you can't physically take their keys.
Come down hard on guys and get in trouble.
I'll tell you what, call your mom and dad, tell them they can take their keys.
Sure.
Give them the damn keys, boy.
Hey, why don't you take the keys away from this guy who won't stop racing people?
Exactly.
Because like one of those guys had been busted like 20 times or something in the last couple of years.
That's
like
what I'm saying.
Repeated.
Like that. That's something that you know. Go to mom and dad and take your damn keys.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's not good. We'll let you hear from some of the coaches and players and everybody that's at SEC Media Days today. Again, obviously, Kalen DeBoer there representing Alabama as their head coach, first year coming up. One of the Alabama players, Tyler Booker, was asked about Saban not picking them to make the SEC championship game.
That's a great answer.
Tyler Booker goes, well, I remember when he was our coach, he always told us not to worry about what some guy who lived in his mom's basement said. So I'm not going to worry about what some guy who plays golf all day says.
Yeah, such
pretty
a great
good.
Answer. Such a great damn answer.
Maybe Nick Saban, by not picking them, is avoiding the rat poison that he was always trying to keep away from them. Because if he picked them, that's rat poison. You know what I mean?
It would be bias.
That's called chess right there.
Or it would
be
bias
or something like that.
I think
like
it's
that.
Reasonable to say Alabama's going to the SEC championship game.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I'm picking them to go there.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
I got them in Georgia.
That's just, Nick said go Dawgs yesterday. So yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he did. And so, I mean, Nick's always.
There's a lot of this stuff that has to be kind of hard for the diehard Crimson Tide.
Of course
right?
it is.
Like,
of course it is.
He's not picking you to go to the title game. He's saying stuff like that. He's giving praise to Kirby and all that.
Yeah.
Like,
No, they look at it as they look at it as I'm not no Alabama fan by any stretch, but maybe they're looking at it from saying Nick setting them up.
Nick's
putting that rat poison in
exactly. That's what that's where I'm going. He's rat poisoning them.
Yeah.
He's keeping the rat poison away from us.
That's what he's doing.
Or they're because you know how it is. Like, it's all real brief. Like, there's people that are like, well, he's dead to me now.
Yeah.
I don't care what he thinks. Screw that guy. He wasn't that good of a coach anyway.
Nick said one, nigga.
He lost his fastball.
I'd take the bear anyways. Exactly what happened.
He lost his damn fastball
anyway.
I'd
take the bear anyways.
Because there's definitely people that are doing that, too. Yes.
I'd take the bear.
That's good. Yeah. All right. Here's Jaren Duran, who I learned about last night, winning the MVP of the All-Star game by doing this.
Here's a high fly ball off to the bat of Jaren Duran. That one will leave the yard and give the American League its first lead of the night.
There you have it. The American League wins again. That's at like 10 out of 11 or something like that, nine in a row.
Yeah.
All they do is win
last year.
Nationally won last year.
Before that, it was nine straight.
Okay, so 10 out of 11.
Yeah, interesting game. Got a chance to see all the Braves. Actually had the game on, but wasn't really paying that close attention to it. But I did see Juan Soto get hit. I was like, Juan Soto, he hit you in the All-Star game? And, you know, that was kind of weird. And obviously Shohei crushed one and Sunflower Seeds and saw Marcelo Ozuna doing some dance. And then when he came to get when he got back to the dugout. But I didn't know any of those players. Again, I said it earlier. It was good that a lot of those first-year players got in and everything like that. And obviously diehard and purists and all those different things know who these good dudes are. But it was good to see some other dudes out there. And, again, got to see all the Braves. For some reason, when I would look up and actually pay attention, Brave was in there. Max Fried went in really early. Lopez, and then you saw Ozuna go in there. But, other than the ugly-ass uniforms, I kind of like the National League, though. I kind of like the blue.
I like the idea of going back to guys wearing their home uniform. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
But the ones they had this year weren't as bad as some of the years they've had.
Yeah, like the American League.
Some of the years they've been real
bad. But the National League blue was all right.
But I do think it's cool when they wear their own uniform. But I also get it. Nike's got jerseys to sell. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Phil Knight's got to make as much as he can.
To get to Oregon.
Give it to Oregon so they can try to get a national championship before he dies. All the Braves guys did good. Didn't realize Kirby Yates was an all-star.
Did not. And when I heard his
name. Kind of cool.
When I heard his name, I was like, talking about the dude that was here?
Yeah, he was here last year. He was okay.
Yeah. I was like,
wasn't an all-star.
All-star. Like, you can't take it away from him. He got the jersey.
No.
He got the pictures.
He's a two-time all-star now.
Damn.
He was a Padre in 19, was an All-Star, and then he was an All-Star this year with Texas.
Maybe he was better than we thought he was.
Maybe he's the anti-Jesse.
Yeah, maybe he is anti-Jesse.
When he's here, he's only okay. When he's elsewhere, he's an all-star.
He's a damn all-star. Yeah.
I'm just saying, if Kirby Yates can be an all-star, Jesse Chavez can be an all-star. Yeah,
when I saw that last night, when I heard that last night, I'm like, hold on. Did they just say Kirby Yates?
Yeah, I remember him.
I remember him. That's not him, though.
I remember kind of being scared every time he came into the game.
Hold on. The next time, I was like, no. When I heard it, I was like, is that him? Then I
must be his son.
That must be somebody else. That's not that guy that was here.
Who was the guy for the A's last night? Miller? Is that the guy's name?
Mason Miller.
Mason Miller threw at 104 miles an hour.
Yes.
Plays for the A's.
Yes.
No need to play for the A's.
Yeah.
Come play for the Braves.
He threw that damn ball so damn hard.
That's the Braves minor league team. Come call him up. Let's go get him.
That thing was smoking.
I like 104 mile an hour fastball guy coming out of my bullpen.
Yeah, man, why not? I mean, you got room. They don't really need them.
They don't need them.
Yeah, they don't need them.
They don't need anything. What do they care? They're going to Sacramento.
Yeah, they don't need
them. Who's the Brave that most belongs in Sacramento?
The Brave that most belongs.
Because they're going to want somebody for them.
That most belongs in Sacramento. Braves, I don't want to do that to nobody.
Do
man.
It to somebody. Come on. Do it to them.
Bryce Elder.
Send him to Sacramento.
Yeah, send him.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
Bryce Elder fits right in.
He does. I'm trying to think of people that.
He'd probably like it.
Damn. I'm not gonna like Smith Shaver.
No, I think AJ Smith Shaver doesn't deserve it yet.
I just want to say
keep him around for a minute.
Yeah, but I mean,
how about Ian Anderson and Bryce Elder?
I want to see Ian Anderson.
I want to see Ian
an opportunity to flourish as a starter.
I want him to
be their front line.
I want him to flourish here.
Exactly. Like he's kind of.
When I say who belongs in Sacramento, that's me saying like who do you not want to see anymore? That's Siberia.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Siberia of Major League Baseball.
Bryce Elder.
He did have a bunch of chances.
Yeah, we're good. We're thankful for what you did, and now go to Sacramento.
Yeah.
If we can get that guy throwing 104,
are they still going to be? Are they going to be the Sacramento A's?
I think they'll still be the Oakland A's.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a second. Sacramento A's.
The whole thing stinks.
It does.
The whole thing stinks to high heaven. All right. Let's hear from Zachary Risacher talking about Trae Young.
No, this is great. Like you can tell how special the next season gonna be. They're here to support us, and that's really that means something, especially for rookies like me. So I'm really grateful for that.
Well, they played tonight. They played the Lakers tonight. I saw at 9:30. Just continue to get better, young fella. I mean, you got a long way to go and everything like that. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's cool when your star teammates, because they all do it.
Yeah,
when your star teammate shows up and hang out with you guys and stuff like that. So I know that's cool. I know what's his name? Sar. He had a tough night last night, but that's going to happen. It happens.
It is, we're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, it happens.
Because he said he didn't want to be a Hawk.
Yeah, I mean, all right. But
picked the Washington Wizards over the Hawks.
Yeah, he was, but he went. But like I said, he went out though. Like 0-15, 0-7 for threes.
No doubt.
I mean, he's working on something.
I got a lot of respect for that.
He's working on something.
0 of double digits is so impressive.
Yes.
Like, because you can go 0-8 and be like, I don't have it tonight.
Right.
This guy was like, to hell with that. I'm shooting my way out of this. I'm the number two overall draft pick.
Ain't nobody else shooting.
I'm getting up.
He put up 7 threes.
Yeah.
7
he missed all of them.
Yes.
He missed his free throws, too.
Yes.
He even missed his free
throws.
He didn't make
over.
Nothing that came off his hand last night went into the basket.
Yeah.
Not a layup, not a three, not a free throw.
Glad he's not here, Andy.
Me too. Dodged a bullet on that one. Guy sucks. I'm going to actively root against him, though. I'm going to be honest about that. I'm going to hope that his career is...
Why, because he's French?
No, because he gave us the... What do you do? Is it? Do they do middle fingers in France? He gave us the old double Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. Oh, that right there, the chin brush?
Yeah. He said we're garbage, Randy. He said we're terrible people.
What about the other guys?
What other? Nobody else said they don't want to come to Atlanta specifically. He said, don't draft me. I hate you. And I hate you, Alex Sarr. All right, we'll come back. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. 1 week away from broadcasting live.
Yeah, man.
From Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. We will be up there a bunch. broadcasting from the Ticketmaster studios every single day. Like years past, we'll be up there. I know it's not open to the public this year, other than a couple of Saturday practices, but we'll be up there. We will be able to watch a little bit of practice and tell you what we see. We'll be able to get a live guest on when practice is over, so we'll be able to do that like we've always done, usually right around this time of day as well, because practice training camp usually wraps up around 11:30. Somebody steps over into studio with us for a few minutes. Exactly 1 week from right now, we might be talking to Chris Lindstrom.
Yes.
You never know. Chris Matthews. Oh, gosh. Michael Penix. That'd be cool. I've never talked to him yet.
Young Wei Koo
probably stopped by at some point.
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts has been by in years past.
Yes.
Anyway, you know, any number of guys that are on the team will probably stop by. We'll talk to him. I'm sure we'll talk to Terry Fontenot at some point.
We'll talk to Raheem Morris at some point. Because he's going to keep walking by the door. Y'all talking about me? Yes, coach. Talking about you.
That's what we're here to do. Talking about you.
So hopefully, we might get Ra. Hopefully this time.
Try to rope him in to come in and sit
down. Last two times we've been there, he's walked by the door and looked there.
You want to talk? Bro? You want to chat?
You want to chat?
Nah, I can't. Got to go. All right. Maybe next time. See you later.
Yes. And we get to see all the Joe Patrick bucket hat.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Patrick bucket hat watch. Him and D-Led.
A lot of bucket
hats. And everybody. So, that'll be a lot of fun.
West Durham, big bucket hat guy at training camp.
Yes, he is. But, it's going to be, because, like I said, no fans, which sucks.
It does.
And everything. That's the reason why I always like going up there, just hanging out and listening to the listeners and everything like that. But, that's going to suck. But they do have two open practices. I think we will have I know me and you won't have a show, but it'll be some shows down there. I think I read that on the sheet over there. But it's almost here, man. It's almost there. I know that Baltimore, their full squad is there now. I know that a lot of Patrick Mahomes is quarterbacks and rookies, but and injured players. But it's almost time, though.
We're getting there. SEC Media Day is continuing on. We were just kind of listening to Jeff Lebby, the new head coach at Mississippi State, meet with the assembled media for the first time. Sounds like a guy that should be the head coach at Mississippi State.
Yeah, man.
I like that. I mean, sounds like he belongs. Last year was just such a brutal thing.
Rimless.
You know what I mean? Mike Leach unexpectedly passes in the offseason. They had to scramble and replace, and they 1-7 in conference. They were undefeated out of conference last year.
Yeah, but 1-7.
That's about how it's going to go when your head coach dies in the offseason.
Yeah, man. It happened so suddenly right before the bowl game and everything like that. Yeah. And they just didn't have that plan, so they went ahead and let the coach stay. And, it was just, like you said, it was a disaster. But, they got, who was the kid? Blake Shapen? I don't know where he is, but he said he transferred to Mississippi State. So it seemed like he's a quarterback with some experience because, obviously, their quarterback is at your school now.
Yeah.
But
Will Rogers is now at Washington.
It's going to be an uphill climb for him.
Will Rogers had been at Mississippi State for 20 years.
It's going to be an uphill climb for Mississippi State. We know that. I mean, it's not going to get any better. It might be a little bit better than it was last year, but I don't see them making an impact or anything like that.
No, I don't think so. And, hopefully, you get a little bit of time to build it, and maybe they can catch lightning in a bottle. It's not often that they do, but you have like the Dak Prescott year.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago with Will Rogers and Mike Leach, they had a pretty decent year, and Shapen transferred from Baylor.
Okay.
So he's a offensive minded, obviously he's a quarterback, but a guy that can throw it all over the place. And then you got Lebby, who comes from Oklahoma, and he did some good things there as the offensive coordinator. So I don't know. They're one of those teams that if you're gonna rank the conference, they would probably be somewhere between 13 and 15. Well, if they have Vanderbilt on their schedule, they'll get a win. Because I don't think Vanderbilt's going to beat anybody. But that's such a tough one, too. You know what I mean? Like, they're in that conference. The conference is what it has always been, but it's even improving even further now. Like, you have a alumni base that has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, Vanderbilt alum have a ton of money, but they're not trying to give it to the football team.
But they still get the same allotment as everybody else.
Yeah, they get the slice of the pie.
But they don't – what they do with it. Like, it takes – I'll tell you what, because I was having a conversation with Chris Goforth last year sometime, and we were talking about this right there, and he was talking about how that damn stadium still looks like how it was when I was there. So I was like, what the hell they do with all the money?
Now, they are renovating.
They're finally, because remember the angle of the TV camera when Georgia was there? They caught a glimpse.
Right, they tried to not show
the construction and everything like that. So, okay.
There are a dozen at least high school stadiums in the state of Georgia that are better than their football stadium at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
And I heard that Sankey had to lean on them to spend money on that stadium.
I'm sure he did.
They're like, hey, man, like, you guys got to do something.
Yeah.
You can't just take all this SEC, like, your share of the TV revenue and not spend it on anything. You guys aren't good. You don't have NIL. You guys are losing everybody in the transfer portal. You're not spending it on facilities. You have to spend it on facilities.
Yeah.
You have to do something. You have to pretend like you care.
You got to pretend like this is like football matters here.
You have to pretend like it matters.
Exactly.
All right. You can't just give it to the baseball team, okay? Because I know they're pretty good over there.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they do got a good baseball team.
You can
Jerry Stackhouse got fired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Stackhouse.
I think he's in.
Is he in LA?
I think he got hired by the Lakers.
Did he get hired by the Lakers? Okay.
Either that or the Suns. I don't remember. One of the two. Anyway, but yeah, no, not good. They're by far the worst team in the conference. And then after that, maybe Mississippi State. Maybe, there's a couple other teams that are kind of down there. But
how does this happen, Buck? I thought about this. I wanted to look at it and make sure I was thinking I wasn't crazy. But it says, like, a family cremate the wrong body as the hospital gives them the wrong loved one. Now, my only question is this. What about the other person? Do they want to be cremated?
Right. I mean, there's so many. I have so many questions.
I do, too. That's why I had to look up this article.
First of all, I feel like a family shouldn't be the one responsible for cremating a body. You know what I mean? Like a funeral home. They probably took him to a funeral home.
They took him to a funeral home, but it was the wrong damn person.
Right.
But then you didn't look at him when he got there?
You would think somebody would have.
You would think somebody, one of the relatives, would be like, oh, that's not Jimmy?
Yeah, no, that's not Jimmy.
Yeah, that's not him.
We got the wrong guy.
You got the wrong guy.
But I don't know. But, I mean, so many people made mistakes in this situation.
Like, they held a funeral and everything, like a ceremony and everything for the wrong cremated person.
But that's on the hospital.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you sue them for that?
I think for sure.
Even though he's dead?
Yeah, you can sue even after people are dead.
I mean, I understand that. What would you sue them for? Like, emotional?
Yeah, emotional distress.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, you can't sue him for killing him. He's dead.
No, he's already dead, but he didn't want to be. And again, like the question you asked, was the person that they cremated, did he want to be cremated?
Exactly. So does the other family sue you?
Both, like, probably.
Both probably can sue you?
You probably got, if you're that hospital, you probably real quick settle.
Yes. Like, yeah, both because families. I'm like, okay, you cremated.
All right, here, let's cut your check.
All right.
As quick as we can.
We wanted Jimmy to be whole. We wanted to cremate Roger.
We wanted to make him into a tree.
Yes.
Is what we
exactly.
wanted to do. We
but
wanted
Roger,
to have him
but
turn
Roger
into
got cremated in Jimmy. Oh, yeah. I would think that would be a situation. Like, then they said they had another funeral for the original guy that was supposed to be cremated, or ceremony, I should say.
Okay.
I wouldn't want that. I couldn't go through that twice.
You don't want to be cremated?
No. Oh, man.
Well, you want to be stuffed. I mean, you've said
yeah,
this.
You know me. I want to be like.
You want to be taxidermied and put up on the wall.
I'm just trying to get the right pose. Because, I mean, when you get that done to you, you got to be stuck like that. And
right.
So I
got
to get the right pose.
You got
pose.
One pose for eternity.
I got one pose for eternity, dog.
Which is always, like, if somebody made a statue of you, you know what I mean? Like, if you're, you know, there's these great coaches, these great players and all that kind of stuff that end up getting a statue made of them in an iconic pose. Maybe it's their most, like, the Jordan.
Right.
Is the Jordan pose outside of the Bulls arena. A lot of coaches, you might just be kind of standing there, arms crossed, whatever. If there was a Randy, if Peach County made,
I don't
a,
know. That's what I'm
made
saying.
A Randy
I don't,
McMichael.
I don't know. I don't
statue.
Know. What's, I mean, I don't have a favorite pose.
There's got to be, but like if it's that, then it's a football thing, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to be. I don't want my family to look at me in a football uniform,
right? Because you're dad.
I'm dad. I don't want to have a statue. So it'd be. I know. I have a tank top and some shorts. That'd be on the statue. That'd be. I mean, on the whatever that thing's called. And then no shoes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you have them? Kind of. Do they keep them like they are, or do you try to make them? You know, because you got that one toe. You know what I mean? Do you want your family to look at that toe for eternity?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they'll know it's me.
Okay, fair enough. So that's who you are.
Me.
That's who you are.
But hey, the one toe clearing up, dog.
Really?
Yeah, it's cleaning up a little bit, man. It's cleaning up. It's just like off black now. It's not all the way black.
It's like a gray.
Yeah, it's like it's off black. Yeah, but it's coming back.
You've been applying like a topical cream? Mm-hmm. Or? Really?
Yeah, man. I got my wife found me some new cream, and so okay. I've been putting it on. And so yeah, it's unblackening. But
okay.
Do you know, and I keep forgetting, it's Prime Day, right? And so everybody is like really getting on my nerves about this. Because I was like, baby, we just bought a new vacuum cleaner in January. But we need this one, Andy, because it has the built-in cleaner or whatever. And then like
you're telling me,
I'm like,
we don't need anything.
I don't need. That's why I said we don't need nothing. I know
our
Prime
is,
Day.
After Jack's birthday, we have not recovered.
Right.
In terms of all the stuff that we accumulated during that fun celebration, which it was, but we already had too much stuff.
I bought me some new charger cords.
Now we have way too much.
That's
stuff.
I bought me some new charger cords.
Can you buy
for
like
$8.
$8. Do they sell new rooms? Can you get like a new room in your house?
Dog,
on Prime Day,
y'all got the room out back.
Yeah, with just filled with crap. It's just filled with stuff. Like how can. I don't even know. I haven't accumulated anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't buy stuff. I don't bring stuff home. I have my bag. Mm-hmm. I put it where it goes.
Me and you both.
I take it to work.
Me and you both.
But I come home and there's more every day. Yep. Every day there's more stuff on the counter.
But my thing is like.
And now it's Prime Day. So there's more stuff.
It's Prime Day. You know she's shopping.
Oh, 100%.
You know she's shopping. That's why I'm like.
Absolutely.
Hey, baby. So all I got me some charger cards and that was it. But that was it.
I don't want anything.
And I'm pretty sure.
Give me nothing.
When I get home, there's going to be boxes.
Last week
there's
when I got home, there was 5 boxes, all huge. Which is hilarious because we just had all these celebrations and these kids got all these toys and all they want to do is play with these boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So next time I'm not going to, nothing, just boxes. We're just going to go to U-Haul and get you guys some cardboard boxes because that's all you want to play with. They were filled with water filter equipment.
This is the greatest story.
So now we create our own alkaline water.
Yeah, dog, I mean, that's big.
Because apparently the water in Smyrna is bad.
But that's big, though, dog. Alkaline water
it's
filter.
Huge. You know how different everything's going to be now?
Yeah, because you got to put stuff around it.
I'm going to be way more hydrated.
Yeah, dog. But she looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
She looking out for you. But yeah, I mean, Prime Day does not mean daddy can I have day. Or baby, can you get me? Like, you got your own Amazon, and this is, they love to send it to me. They send me their
Amazon wish list.
Yeah, send me their Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Amazon wish list.
Anti.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very anti Amazon wish list. So don't be, you think you're going to get some bread out of me. But I'm like, all the stuff she's sending me, we already have that. Like, can you upgrade a vacuum cleaner? Vacuum cleaner's job is to clean the floor.
Yeah. I run a vacuum cleaner until it dies. And then you get a new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, but there's 3 of them.
Yeah, I know.
There's 3 of them.
We also have 3 vacuum cleaners.
Huh? Yeah,
we have the vacuum, then I have a little mini vacuum.
Yes.
It's smaller. And then I have one of those ones that's like a wet vac.
We have the wet vac. Sure, it was Amazon Prime. We need a wet vac.
That one doesn't see a lot of runs, I'll be honest.
Hey, dog,
wet vac doesn't get used
why
a lot.
Do we need a wet vac? All right? No lie. Why do we?
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. 1 week away from broadcasting live.
Yeah, man.
From Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. We will be up there a bunch. Broadcasting from the Ticketmaster studios every single day. Like years past, we'll be up there. I know it's not open to the public this year other than a couple of Saturday practices. But we'll be up there. We will be able to watch a little bit of practice and tell you what we see. We'll be able to get a live guest on when practice is over, so we'll be able to do that like we've always done, usually right around this time of day as well, because practice training camp usually wraps up around 11:30. Somebody steps over into studio with us for a few minutes. So a week, exactly 1 week from right now, we might be talking to Chris Lindstrom.
Yes.
You never know. Chris Matthews. Oh, gosh. Michael Penix. That'd be cool. I've never talked to him yet.
Young Wei Koo
probably stopped by at some point.
Yeah.
Kyle Pitts has been by in years past.
Yes.
Yeah, anyway, you know, any number of guys that are on the team will probably stop by. We'll talk to him. I'm sure we'll talk to Terry Fontenot at some point.
Terry.
Sure we'll talk to Raheem Morris at some point.
Because he's going
to
keep walking by the door. Y'all talking about me? Yes, coach. Talking about you.
That's what we're here to do. We're talking about you.
So hopefully, we might get Rye. Hopefully this time.
Try to rope him in to come in and sit
down. Last 2 times we've been there, he's walked by the door and looked there.
You want to talk? Now? You want to chat?
You want to chat?
Nah, I can't. Got to go. All right. Maybe next time. See you later.
Yes. And we get to see all the Joe Patrick bucket hat.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Patrick bucket hat watch. Him and D-Led and,
a lot of bucket
and Arch
hats.
And everybody. So, yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Wes Durham, big bucket hat guy at training camp.
Yes, he is. But, yeah, it's going to be, it's gonna be, you know, because, like I said, no fans, which sucks.
It does.
And everything. That's the reason why I always like going up there, just hanging out and listening to the listeners and everything like that. But, yeah, that's going to suck. But they do have 2 open practices. I think we will have I know me and you won't have a show, but it'll be some shows down there. I think I read that on the sheet over there. But yeah, it's almost there, man. It's almost there. I know that Baltimore, their full squad is there now. I know that a lot of Patrick Mahomes is quarterbacks and rookies, but and injured players. But yeah, it's almost timed out.
We're getting there. SEC Media Day is continuing on. We were just kind of listening to Jeff Lebby,
man.
The new head coach at Mississippi State, meet with the assembled media for the first time. Sounds like a guy that should be the head coach at Mississippi State.
Yeah, man.
I like that. I mean, sounds like he belongs. Last year was just such a brutal thing.
Brutal.
You know what I mean? Mike Leach unexpectedly passes in the offseason. They had to scramble and replace, and they 1-7 in conference. They were undefeated out of conference last year.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, 1-7.
That's about how it's going to go when your head coach dies in the offseason.
Yeah, man. You know? I mean, they tried. I mean, it happened so suddenly right before the bowl game and everything like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they just didn't have that plan, so they went ahead and let the coach stay. And, you know, it was just, like you said, it was a disaster. But, They got, who's the kid, Blake Shapen? I don't know where he is, but he said he transferred to Mississippi State, so it seems like he's a quarterback with some experience because obviously their quarterback is at your school now.
Yeah.
But
Will Rogers is now at Washington.
It's going to be an uphill climb for
him. Will Rogers had been at Mississippi State for 20 years.
It's going to be an uphill climb for Mississippi State. We know that. I mean, it's not going to get any better. It might be a little bit better than it was last year, but I don't see them making an impact or anything like that.
No, I don't think so. And, hopefully, you get a little bit of time to build it, and maybe they can catch lightning in a bottle. It's not often that they do, but you have like the Dak Prescott year, or a couple of years ago with Will Rogers and Mike Leach, they had a pretty decent year, and Shapen transferred from Baylor.
Okay,
so he's offensive minded, obviously he's a quarterback, but a guy that can throw it all over the place. And then you got Lebby, who comes from Oklahoma, and he did some good things there as the offensive coordinator. So I don't know. They're one of those teams that if you're gonna rank the conference, they would probably be somewhere between 13 and 15. Well, if they have Vanderbilt on their schedule, they'll get a win. Because I don't think Vanderbilt's going to beat anybody. But that's such a tough one, too. You know what I mean? Like, they're in that conference. The conference is what it has always been, but it's even improving even further now. Like, you have a alumni base that has a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, Vanderbilt alum have a ton of money, but they're not trying to give it to the football team.
But they still get the same allotment as everybody else.
Yeah, they get the slice of the pie.
But they don't – what they do with it. Like, it takes – I'll tell you what, because I was having a conversation with Chris Goforth last year sometime, and we were talking about this right there, and he was talking about how that damn stadium still looks like how it was when I was there. So I was like, what the hell they do with all they want?
No, they are renovating.
They're finally, because remember the angle of the TV camera when Georgia was there? They caught a glimpse.
Right, they tried to not show
the construction and everything like that. So, okay.
There are a dozen at least high school stadiums in the state of Georgia that are better than their football stadium at Vanderbilt.
Yes.
And I heard that Sankey had to lean on them to spend money on that stadium.
I'm sure he did.
They're like, hey, man, like, you guys got to do something.
Yeah.
You can't just take all this SEC, like, your share of the TV revenue and not spend it on anything. You guys aren't good. You don't have NIL. You guys are losing everybody in the transfer portal. You're not spending it on facilities. You have to spend it on facilities.
Yeah.
You have to do something.
You
have to pretend like you care.
You got to pretend like this is, like, football matters here.
You have to pretend like it matters.
Exactly.
All right? You can't just give it to the baseball team, okay? Because I know they're pretty good over there.
Oh, yeah, I forgot they do got a good baseball team. James Stackhouse got fired, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff Stackhouse.
I think he's in...
Is he in L.A.?
I think he got hired by the Lakers.
Did he get hired by the Lakers? Okay.
Either that or the Suns. I don't remember. One of the two. Anyway, but yeah, no, not good. They're by far the worst team in the conference. And then after that, maybe Mississippi State. Maybe, there's a couple other teams that are kind of down there. But
how does this happen, Buck? I thought about this. I wanted to look at it and make sure I was thinking I wasn't crazy. But it says, a family cremate the wrong body as the hospital gives them the wrong loved one. Now, my only question is this. What about the other person? Do they want to be cremated?
Right. I mean, there's so many. I have so many questions.
I do, too. That's why I had to look up this article.
First of all, I feel like a family shouldn't be the one responsible for cremating a body. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like a funeral home.
They probably took him to a funeral home.
Okay.
But it was the wrong damn person.
Right.
But then you didn't look at him when he got there?
You would think somebody would have.
You would think somebody, one of the relatives, would be like, oh, that's not Jimmy.
Yeah, no, that's not Jimmy.
Yeah, that's not him.
We got the wrong guy.
You got the wrong guy.
Wow, I don't know. I mean, so many people made mistakes in this situation.
Like, they held a funeral and everything, like a ceremony and everything for the wrong cremated person.
But that's on the hospital.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can you sue them for that?
I think for sure.
Even though he's dead?
Yeah, you can sue even after people are dead.
I mean, I understand that. What would you sue them for? Like, emotional?
Yeah, emotional distress.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, you can't sue him for killing him. He's dead.
No, he's already dead, but he didn't want to be. And again, like the question you asked, was the person that they cremated, did he want to be cremated?
Exactly. So does the other family sue you?
Both, like, probably.
Both probably can sue you?
You probably got, if you're that hospital, you probably real quick settle.
Yes.
Like, both
because
families.
I'm like, okay, you cremated.
All right, here, let's cut your check.
All right.
As quick as we can.
We wanted Jimmy to be whole. We wanted to cremate Roger.
We wanted to make him into a tree.
Yes.
Is what we wanted to do. We wanted
Roger,
to have him turn into.
But Roger got cremated in Jimmy. Oh, yeah. I would think that would be a situation. Like, then they say they had another funeral for the original guy that was supposed to be cremated, or ceremony, I should say.
Okay.
I wouldn't want that. I couldn't go through that twice.
You don't want to be cremated?
No. Oh, man.
Well, you want to be stuffed. I mean, you've said
Yeah,
this.
You know me. I want to be like.
You want to be taxidermied and put up on the wall.
I'm just trying to get the right pose. Because, I mean, when you get that done to you, you got to be stuck like that. And right. So I got to get the right
pose.
You got
one pose for eternity.
I got one pose for eternity, dog.
Which is always like if somebody made a statue of you. Yes. You know what I mean? Like if you're, you know, there's these great coaches, these great players and all that kind of stuff that end up getting a statue made of them in an iconic pose. Maybe it's their most, like the Jordan.
Right.
Is the Jordan pose outside of the Bulls arena. A lot of coaches, you might just be kind of standing there, arms crossed, whatever. If there was a Randy, if Peach County made
I don't have a favorite pose.
There's got to be, but like if it's that, then it's a football thing, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to be. I don't want my family to look at me in a football uniform,
right? Because you're dad.
Yeah, I'm dad. I don't want to have a statue. So it'll be. I know. I have a tank top and some shorts. That'll be on the statue. Whatever that thing's called. And then no shoes, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you have them kind of? Do they keep them like they are, or do you try to make them? You know, because you got that one toe. You know what I mean? Do you want your family to look at that toe for eternity?
Yes.
Okay.
Because they'll know it's me.
Okay, fair enough. So that's who you are.
But hey, the one toe clearing up, dog.
Really?
Yeah, it's clearing up a little bit, man. It's clearing up. It's just like off black now. It's not all the way black.
It's like a gray.
Yeah, it's like it's off black. Yeah, but it's coming back.
You've been applying like a topical cream? Mm-hmm. Or? Really?
Yeah, man. My wife bought me some new cream, and so okay. I've been putting it on. So yeah, it's unblackening. But
okay.
Do you know, and I keep forgetting, it's Prime Day, right? And so everybody is like really getting on my nerves about this. Because I was like, baby, we just bought a new vacuum cleaner in January. But we need this one, Andy, because it has the built-in cleaner or whatever. And then like
We don't need anything.
I said, we don't need nothing. I know Prime Day.
After Jack's birthday, we have not recovered.
Right.
In terms of all the stuff that we accumulated during that fun celebration, which it was, but we already had too much stuff.
I bought me some new charger cords.
Now we have way too much.
I bought me some new charger cords.
Can you buy
$8?
Do they sell new rooms? Can you get like a new room in your house?
Dog, on Prime Day, y'all got the room out back.
Yeah, just filled with crap. It's just filled with stuff. I don't even know. I haven't accumulated anything.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't buy stuff. I don't bring stuff home. I have my bag. Mm-hmm. I put it where it goes.
Me and you both.
I take it to work.
Me and you both.
But I come home and there's more every day. Yep. Every day there's more stuff on the counter.
But my thing is like.
And now it's Prime Day. So there's more stuff.
It's Prime Day. You know she's shopping.
Oh, 100%.
You know she's shopping. That's why I'm like,
absolutely.
Hey, baby. So all I got me some charger cards and that was it.
I don't want anything.
And I'm pretty sure.
Give me nothing.
When I get home, there's going to be boxes.
Last week I got home, there was 5 boxes. All huge, which is hilarious because we just had all these celebrations and these kids got all these toys and all they want to do is play with these boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So next time I'm not going to, nothing, just boxes. We're just going to go to U-Haul and get you guys some cardboard boxes because that's all you want to play with. They were filled with water filter equipment.
This is the greatest story.
So now we create our own alkaline water.
Yeah, dog, I mean, that's big.
Because apparently the water in Smyrna is bad.
But that's big, though, dog. Alkaline water filter?
Huge. You know how different everything's going to be now?
Yeah, because you got to push stuff around it.
I'm going to be way more hydrated.
Yeah, dog. But she looking out for you.
Mm-hmm.
She looking out for you. But yeah, I mean, Prime Day does not mean Daddy, can I have day? Or baby, can you get me? Like, you got your own Amazon,
Send me
their Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Amazon wish list.
Anti.
Exactly. Very, very anti Amazon wish list. So you think you're going to get some bread out of me. But I'm like, all the stuff she's sending me, we already have that. Like, can you upgrade a vacuum cleaner? Vacuum cleaner's job is to clean the floor.
Yeah. I run a vacuum cleaner until it dies. And then you get a new vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, but there's 3 of them.
Yeah, I know.
There's 3 of them.
We also have 3 vacuum cleaners.
Huh? Yeah.
We have the vacuum, and then I have a little mini vacuum.
Yes.
It's smaller. And then I have one of those ones that's like a wet vac.
We have the wet vac. Sure. It was Amazon Prime. We need a wet vac.
That one doesn't see a lot of run. I'll be honest.
Hey, dog,
wet vac doesn't get used
Why
a lot.
Do we need a wet vac? All right. No lie. Why do we need a wet vac? I've used it more than I thought I would.
Okay.
You know, because if you drain the hot tub or whatever, it only drains to a certain length.
Oh, we also have a shop vac.
And then you go and get it out of there. But yeah.
And a Swiffer.
Swiffer. Got all these damn vacuum cleaners.
You know what we also have? A dirty house, which is ridiculous.
Amen.
We have all these things that clean the house, and I guess they don't work on their own.
You want an indoor slide?
Unfortunately. I have an indoor slide.
Oh, yeah. I just took that down. I took it down like 4:30 this morning, dog. Tired of it.
I have an indoor
slide. Okay, you got an indoor slide? Okay.
Indoor slide, a.k.a. fat lip creator, because all the kids want to do is climb up it the wrong way and then slip.
Yes.
Jack, don't climb up the slide that way.
No.
Okay, I'm going to do
this
it anyway.
Dude, pow. This dude stood at the top and just did like a swan dive, like literally, and hit it and like, I'm like, no, this got to go, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, this got to go. You're supposed to slide down like just like it was Jimmy Fly Snooker.
Yeah, sure. Like, yeah, that's
and then go, don't come to me crying. You did it to yourself.
I told you not to.
I told you not to jump off that thing. I said, get down. And next time I go, boom, rah, like, that's your fault.
Yeah, man.
That's your fault.
It, you know, he's still very little, but he's big enough and mobile enough now and curious enough now to where everything is just a death trap.
Yes.
Like, if it's slightly dangerous, this dude's going to find it. It's like, well, I never thought that that would be something that could kill a one-year-old.
Yeah.
But well done, Jack. So if you're wondering if your house is dangerous, just invite us over.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Jack will crawl around for 5 minutes and let you know how dangerous your house is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.